AB, KO4HKX.
Britain AB, you what's up?
Just on the drive home, sorry about that. The wife called right about the time I threw my call out.
I've been married long enough to know that when the wife calls, you better take that call over everything else, because if you don't, you'll regret it.
So, but how was your day?
Today, been nice and sunny, and I got doors over here at the house and letting the air out, trying to get some of this old dead air out of it, and pretty much just loafing. What about yours?
Over here visiting with Tom and Miss Bernice. So, had a good visit there. Now I'll make the drive up to switch the vehicles and then get up the mountain.
Blame you on that one. That repeater that Ken warned me to try to get to, apparently I'm out of range on it.
We're going to be. I don't know exactly where you're at, but there's a lot of dirt between you and that repeater.
You stand at the top of the west end of the stadium on the very tip top and look back across the lake. I'm just over the hill across the lake from you.
Like I said, I know the general area where you're at, but I don't know specific. But I know that general area is choked back around behind the mountain, so from that repeater.
Repeater book, a book of repeater, whatever you call it, said it was like 51.3 miles from me.
Yeah. It's pretty good ways, but like I said, there's a lot of dirt between you and it, too.
That's right. I guarantee you on that one. But I heard you in. I wanted to come in and say hello. I slept through this morning. I finally drifted off about 3 o'clock. I don't remember nothing until about daylight, so I had to come in here and aggravate you for a minute.
Glad you got you some rest, and hope you can get you some tonight and get back on schedule.
It'd be nice. I'm going to give it a whirl, hopefully. I usually go to bed around 11 o'clock, and usually by 12 I'm out, but just last night, this morning, however you want to put it, you just wasn't coming, but I have days like that. I don't know why.
Got days like that, and then you throw in this time change that just happened last weekend. That don't help nobody.
I don't pay attention to the clock much, and so I guess that's the reason why I really had no change all that much. I noticed we got a little more daylight in the afternoon, but other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, I don't see how Ken does it. Going to bed at 8 o'clock, it's still daylight outside. I work swing shifts and had to do that enough, working graveyards, and I was always rough.
AP Friday, yeah. I never did work a swing. Well, I guess you could call a swing shift. The last department I worked at before they retired me, we did 1 month day shift and next month night shift.
You done this, 1 week you done that, and ended up where you had a week off every month to recover. So I didn't mind it. I was 21 years old, so I was loving it.
Youngster, you could handle it with no problem. All right, I'll let you get back to driving because I know there's some crazy people out there about this time trying to get home. So you be careful, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning, and just don't do nothing I wouldn't do. So, KM4 and AP, I'll be clear on you finally.
Hey, you have a good evening. And you left the book wide open on that one. KM4 HKX, mobile.